This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
The call on ESPN Radio. What a finish to that game, and thank God for that series.
Yes.
Otherwise, the last couple of days, NBA playoffs have been sucked. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. That's my professional analysis.
Exactly.
That's Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. On ESPN Plus, I think having some technical difficulties. We'll work on that. You probably can't hear us, so I'll just let everybody know on radio. That's the deal. But, Bart, I mean, the finish of that game was great. Like, this has been a great series.
Down 14 in the fourth.
The game felt like it was over. I still don't get how. And I love Marcus Smart, but he had two turnovers, and they were brutal. And then, of course, they can't get the defensive rebound. Why? You get Bobby Portis gets the offensive rebound because Smart, and I mean, it's hustle play.
Yeah, it's hustle. Yeah.
But it just, man, he just couldn't get out of his own way. You talk about making mistakes that were effort mistakes because he drove to the basket. It was the right read, but in the end – Jason Tatum's got to have the freaking ball in his hands.
Yeah, but you know,
your best player had a 30-point game.
But this is the thing. We applauded him for breaking down the defense, spinning against the Nets, and finding Jason Tatum. And that's the same thing. Like, because he hustles so much, that's who he is. You can never take that away.
Yeah.
It is just a bad sequence, and every athlete has been there. We all had that moment where we're going to think about for the rest of our lives. And if they lose this series.
Oh, God. Right.
It's going to be something that he
stuck in his head.
It's going to be stuck in his head that he contributed not to one, not to two, but three pivotal plays, getting his shot blocked and then getting the ball thrown off of him. What's the issue is he's like in the metaverse, like the Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
Like in another alternate universe, Drew Holiday is Marcus Smart.
The multiverse, you mean?
Yeah, the multiverse.
Yeah.
He's Marcus Smart. And he's just a little bit better at what Smart does than to get his pocket picked at the end. And, like, you know, not to see Jason Tatum.
To see him.
But that's what happens. Like, he was dribbling like Clyde Drexler. Everybody who knows Clyde Drexler knew that he looked at the ball every time he dribbled, head down. He didn't see nothing. And, you know, he's a great player. He's the heart and soul, I believe, of their team. But this is a pivotal mistake that could not just cost him the game, but cost him the series. And I tell you what, man, every champion has a defining moment. You look at Giannis and the blood coming
drip.
Down.
Oh, well, how dramatic was that, right?
And usually somebody would have had to go in the back, get a butterfly stitch. They would have missed. Nah, let it bleed.
It's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yo, somebody went to him like, Giannis, you bleeding. What'd he say? Ain't got time to bleed.
Ain't got time to bleed.
He went Jesse Ventura.
He did.
Predator on us.
Yeah, he did.
And listen,
but
the greater respect. I
was watching. I was thinking, don't they usually stop the game when you're bleeding?
They do. Unless you're a two-time MVP.
Like the blood's dripping down. He's on defense. And I'm thinking, don't they usually stop the game when there's blood, like when there's visible blood on someone?
You can't even have it on your jersey.
On your jersey, they pull out. They come out with the Clorox and they're spraying you. They go crazy. But now all of a sudden it's like, no, don't stop the game. Like that was what I was thinking first and foremost. Is it not stopping the game? I mean, they're showing him. And it's not like it was like a little trickle. It was like down his face.
If he was a boxer, they would have had to put the Vaseline in.
He bleeds.
Adrenaline.
He's just a man.
He's
not more a man than
he's
him.
He's not a machine. He's not a Greek freak. He's a man. Like, no, that's a guy right there.
Yeah,
son.
Yeah, he was. And how about
the three
of the unexpected things to happen? It's him just pulling up from a straightaway three and burying it when it matters most. And that's what a great player does. He's a terrible, horrific. Yes, I'm going to say it. He's a horrific 3-point shooter. Not just bad, horrific. But yet, he made that three when it mattered.
He's not afraid to fail.
That's crazy.
And I love this kid, man. I love this kid, man.
Not a kid anymore.
I love it. Well, he always been a kid to us.
Well, yeah, we're older, yeah. But he's a grown ass man.
Yeah, man.
And that was a grown man play.
And defining moments, man. That might have pushed his team to the next round.
Oof, can you imagine? For the Celtics, you were winning this game. You were at home. You had Jason Tatum playing well. You had everything going your way. And then that.
What do I always tell you, though?
Meltdown.
What do I always tell you? Duck would be a great writer when he suffers more.
Mm.
How much more do the Celtics
have to suffer? This group has kind of been together, and they've been through some stuff.
They're all babies. Jaylen Brown is a baby.
They have already run into a couple of walls. Like, for me, like, this should have been the year.
But not with this coach.
Yeah. Well, let's look at it. All right. Here's the question. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's going to sound weird, but just go with me. Don't be literal. This is more of just a figurative sense. Did the Bucks win this game?
Ooh.
Or did the Celtics lose it?
Ooh, I like how you set that up.
So. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I'm asking the question. Because so this game, when you watch that, all of a sudden you blink your eye and you're like, what just happened? And I think the Celtics felt that way. It was like when the Nets, remember with game one, Tatum gets that spin layup, and the Nets were like, wait, what? We just lost this game?
Because KD wasn't like looking. That.
Yeah.
So basically, can I do the BS translator on my great partner, Alan Hahn?
Go ahead.
That the Bucks win the game, or did Marcus Smart choke?
Oh, no.
That's basically what you said.
No.
He choked.
I'm not going with choke.
He choked in a clutch time.
But
Hold on. If you have three turnovers and miss a wide-open guy that can put up the shot to win
the
game.
Drew Holiday made two great defensive plays.
He dribbled off his leg.
Smart knocked over his teammates.
I listened to the great Jay Willie.
Yes.
And what he say this morning on Get Up. He said, when I get the ball, the first thing I do is look up the court.
Eyes up.
To be able to survey the lay of the land. Mm-hmm. And if he would have looked up, he would have saw, hey, Bobby Porter's just clipped his own guy.
Yeah.
My guy, who's light-skinned, how can you miss a light bright like that? You missing Eric, you missing what? Christopher Williams, wide open. I can see if it was Taco, because he's going to blend in with the dark stuff behind. How about Taco, too? The lady behind Taco.
He was in eclipse.
She didn't even see the game.
He was in eclipse.
She didn't even see the game.
That was sad, that video, wasn't it?
I heard it was Wally.
Like, she literally was just looking this way.
I heard Wally was there, too.
Wally
right?
Zerbiak was at the game. He was baseline.
What's harder to see pass? Is it harder to see past Taco Falls or Wally's eyebrows?
That's another question. But, I mean, you get what I'm saying.
I do.
Because you don't want to take away from what the Bucks did, what Jrue Holiday did. Like, that's a gritty effort to come back where that game looked like it was gone. It was over, and they fought back, made big shots, and Jrue Holiday with a three and then two steals as well. He was behind it. This is Straight Talk, by the way, Straight Talk Wireless. It's Barton Hahn. Here's Jrue Holiday just talking about that just – battling back and getting that path to win on the road in the pivotal, as they say, game five.
I think a lot of it is just confidence in ourselves. I mean, obviously we're in Boston. We're down 14 in the fourth quarter. Like, kind of just people would say that everything's against us, but we come together. And I feel like we've done that multiple times, and we'll live and die by that. Having each other's backs, just wrapping arms and going out there and fighting. Honestly, just leaving it on the line, leaving it out there on the court every single game.
It's like selling out on every play. It's like not, you know, and I'm sure you know this from the football side of things. That, by the way, that's Jrue Holiday giving a Straight Talk, by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. He doesn't ball watch when Marcus Smart decides I'm going baseline and beats his guy.
Yeah.
And Jrue just decided, I'm not going to watch this. He chased him down, and he got him that block from his blind side, and then made the play to keep it inbounds, throwing it off Smart, and now they get the ball. I mean, that's you're locked in, you're focused, you're all about it. I imagine on the football field, it's like the same thing. That play might be happening 5, 6, 7 yards from you, but because you're locked in, you're going to chase that down and maybe cause a fumble.
So really it's like
– Rather than watch him run.
It's like trap coverage, right? Like what happens is your man is curling up. You see the route combination. You see the quarterback. You feel him. You come off eyes back at the quarterback. You see that he's eyeing this guy. And you get an interception because you're where the quarterback doesn't expect you to be. Or you coming off and the guy's running and you hustling, you're behind the play, the guy cuts and he ends up coming back to you, you punch the ball up, Peanut Tillman style.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why you always got to make sure that you pay attention. You got to be engaged, right? We remember in the first game, the first series with the Nets, KD wasn't paying attention. He was ball watching.
He and Kyrie.
And Tatum ran to the cup.
That's my point. That's a difference between teams, a difference between your mentality, and that's why Marcus Smart said after the game, the defending champs, they made championship plays.
That's
what happened there. So I asked the question, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, simply, did the Bucks did they just pull out this win, or did the Celtics lose this game? Did they give it away? All right, I tried to help you there. So don't be literal. Yes, both things happened. The Bucks won and the Celtics lost. I get it, but there's a – pulled it out and won it, and then there's gave it away. That's why I asked the question I asked. Let's go to the calls. Tony is in New York. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Real quick, I think that Boston got tired. I think if you look at the Bobby Porter's rebound, he put that ball back over there, and not one single defender put an arm up.
Well, they got
They ran into each other.
Tony, they got knocked down. But Marcus Smart tried to make an effort play by jumping for the rebound, and by doing so, he knocked Jaylen Brown out of the way.
Yeah, and Porter's was standing behind him,
yeah,
so it just kind of fell
into his hands.
Like, oh, thank you.
It's the best offensive rebound he's ever had in his career. Yeah, that Tony, I would. Now you could say they got tired. Maybe they got mentally tired because they were leading big. But I also feel like this. Jason Tatum was having not a good game. He was having a great game.
Yeah.
And it's just like I said, this is a statement game. This was the game that you could say, boy, he played 42 minutes. He gave you 34 points. He didn't shoot the three well, but everything else he did well.
Yeah.
That was enough to win.
Only to be outdone by who?
And he didn't touch the basketball in the last 2 minutes of the game. How? How? You know what I mean? That, I think that's the question. That's the concern. You love Marcus Smart and everything he brings. He's a defensive player of the year in the NBA. But in these moments, this is why your best player has got to have the ball in his hands.
Way to follow up a great performance, Al Horford, too. Appreciate it.
Well, he had an unbelievable putback dunk.
Yeah, he did.
Late in that game. That was a huge play. At that moment, it was a huge play.
But I mean, giving him 41 minutes, only 8 points, man.
No, but he's 35 years old. You want him to give you 30 a night? He gave you big road performances. You're home now. Let the stars do the job, and I'll just clean up the mess. And he still had a big play late in the game. So, you can see what Bart and I are doing here. Did the Celtics lose it, or did the Bucks win it? That's what we want to know from you. Also coming up, a stunning performance by another previous champion last night. Something I didn't expect. And some things they did during the game while getting blown out that I also didn't expect and I need Bart's take on. Mm. We'll get to that after this from Straight Talk. Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 Civil Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot. That's a lot, Bart. And nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Civil Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
134-95. Grizzlies win it by 39. Zeros on the clock. Streamers fall from the rafters. As my mother would say, San Francisco, here I come, and here come the Grizzlies.
Congratulations, Sacramento.
As my mother would say.
Congratulations, Sacramento. That's your new coach.
There's your call, 92.9 ESPN Memphis on that call.
You think Sacramento is scared right now?
No.
You think Mike Brown's the reason why they lost?
They were down by 55. Points.
Mike Brown's coached two games, and he said this game he's going to pay more attention to the offensive side of the ball because he was a defensive guy, basically the defensive coordinator for their team.
How'd that work out?
So now, is this what him paying attention to the offense is going to look like? I mean, I would be nervous if I'm Sacramento. Like, hey, man, remember, who was their last coach?
Sacramento?
Yeah.
Luke Walton?
Yeah, where did he come from?
The Lakers. Well, actually, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It don't age well. It's like one of those things, like getting Patriots assistants. It don't work out well for the opponent. You think you're getting Bill Belichick or you think you're getting Steve Kerr, but it don't usually work out like that.
I think Mike Brown will get them organized. I think things will be all right.
Did you see how he answered the game, like the questions? He didn't look like he had a clue. We have games like this. No.
Well, that's what I want to know is – They were down by 55 points.
I'm not being like, they're down by 100.
No, no. They were literally.
That's like skunk.
Down by 50.
We call that skunk on the sticks. You got to get the sticks up. We ain't even going to watch the rest of this. It's game over. They should have cut the game. Running clock, ball out of bounds, clock still run.
Well, you could see it by the way everybody was kind of acting up. They were doing whoop that song.
Whoop that chick.
And
tell the backstory.
What's the backstory?
Well, I think the backstory is before the game started, I think that Draymond made something to that. So it goes back to...
Oh, you're saying that whole thing. Yeah.
So it goes back to the movie Hustle and Flow, too, which was shot in Memphis.
Right. That That's why the song became a thing in Memphis years ago during the
Grindhouse. Terrence Howard is from the movie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and the,
well,
the Grindhouse.
You know, I'm letting them know.
Let the people know.
Yeah, do you think everybody down? Like, you think everybody know who Terrence Howard is?
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? The light-skinned brother that said that he don't respect a girl if she don't have wet wipes in her thing because that means she nasty, she dirty.
What more do you want from me?
Terrence Howard is like that. He's a little sensitive, little light bread dude.
Sensitive. These are numbers that are actually legit numbers. Steph Curry played 25 minutes in this game. He was minus 37.
Is that
Klay Thompson played 25 minutes in this game. He was minus 45. They both played the same amount of minutes. And he was minus 45.
Oh, let's go for the trifecta. What did the big three do?
Draymond Green only played 22 minutes in this game, and he was a minus 32. This is painful numbers.
Now, what people may not know is...
Although Juan Toscano-Anderson did play 16 minutes, and he was a plus 10.
Listen, we talked...
Jordan Poole, by the way, he played 20 minutes, he was minus 34. So their main
players feeling himself right now. Jordan Poole feeling himself right now. He needs to take a step back and like rein it in a little bit. And what people don't realize, like for everybody out there, we talk about the South Beach curse. Mm. Memphis got some of the most grimiest, beautifulest strip clubs in the world too. So if you think you got an easy game and you're a player, you go to one of the Memphis strip clubs with YG, Yo Gotti, all those dudes, those little grimy rappers, trappers right there. Mm. You know, you can come out like Varsity Blues and come out as the next day.
All right.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Literally what happens next. But still, as we mentioned, Whoop That Trick, that's the song they play in Memphis.
Playing with Danger.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Draymond Green was, while they were doing it during a timeout, Draymond had his towel out, and he's just waving it around with the people that are on the hype, they're not like the dance team. It's just crowd. Like a hype team. They come out and they wave the towels and they're throwing T-shirts. And he's among them waving the towel and singing along as the whole crowd is singing to the song. And it just seemed kind of strange. Like, what is he doing? Like, aren't you embarrassed?
I get it.
And Draymond, this is what I wanted to ask you. So Draymond had this explanation of it, and I'd love to get your take off of it.
They're not going to whoop that trick alone. We're going to whoop that trick together if we're going to whoop that trick. You know, one thing I don't respect is people who only bring it when they win it, or embrace crowds when you win it. We call those front runners. They're not front runners, you know? We got our ass kicked. That's all right. It happens. But you don't be front runners, you know? When you spew it out, you gotta be willing to take it and not hide from it, not duck from it, not run from it. Embrace it. So... I appreciated the crowd tonight and the energy that they brought to the game. You know, and if they want to whoop that trick, we're going to whoop them together.
Doesn't seem like that the Warriors took this as something to be concerned with. Do you have concerns, though, about this game?
I don't. Listen, these are one of those games where, like, their best players were historically bad.
Historically bad.
But... I understand what Draymond is doing. It's like he's so embarrassed that he has to act like he's not bothered, right? Because if he sits there and sulks, like, and we've all been there. Like, we've all, like, I can remember the 45-0 game, like, 45-3 game, New England. We are getting the breaks. Damn, like, every adjustment we did, like, it was like it was moving at fast forward. Like, man, what the, like, it's like rush hour 3 or rush hour 2 when he kick him, like, which one y'all kicking? Because I don't know. At this point, I'm looking at everything. I don't know what the hell's going on. So Draymond chose to embrace it because he was embarrassed. And, like, you know, you ever seen somebody do something stupid and they start laughing at themselves when they do it? Like, yo, what you laughing for? That ain't funny. It's one of those defense mechanisms. Like, he couldn't believe that they were getting the breaks. Because they kept thinking, even in the third quarter, they kept thinking it was going to be a chance for them to kind of cut it or get a little run to make it interesting.
But can a champion be down 55, lose by the 39 points they lost by?
Yes.
Can a team go on and win a championship?
Absolutely.
But yet have a night like this in the playoffs along the way?
Absolutely.
And I also find, why do we have three games now out of the four that we just saw the last 2 days that are all pivotal game fives?
Yeah.
How is it possible that we've got teams that have just checked out and gotten just blown out. Like, it just really is a weird thing. So let me just tie some things up here real quick. So the Warriors, this is their second largest loss in a game in which Curry, Klay, and Draymond all played together, regular season or playoffs. All right, the worst loss they ever had was a 40-point loss to the Clippers back in 2014.
Yeah.
That was a playoff game as well. But still, they are really good at home, and they've won 7 of 8 in their last 8 home games when they have a chance to clinch a series. So they've got all that going from the history of it. We felt like the Grizzlies were going to at least push back and not be out in a gentleman's suite, even without Ja.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. Don't mess around with Game 6. Like this was ugly, but they got to just get rid of it and put it behind them. So that's where we are on that. All right, we got calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want to talk to you. We will do that coming up. And also coming up, the 2v2 challenge. They just keep talking, Bart. They got a lot to say, and they, I guess, want to put a bet on this thing now.
That's what we're calling it, 2v2?
Well, I don't know what else to call it.
Oh, okay.
2v2? No, nothing better than that. Showdown at the Seaport? No.
Yeah.
It's starting to get lame, isn't it?
The Pier and the Seer or something like that.
We'll work on a name for this. Help us out. We need a good bet as well. We got your calls. Coming up, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Can't stop you from eating that pizza with the arugula salad on it.
That's not pizza. That's not
sandwich.
Pizza.
That's a sandwich.
Hey, look. We're back on ESPN Plus. How you doing, everybody? Hey, little technical difficulties. Yes, you can hear the morning show can't get enough of this content. This 2-on-2 game that they want to play. And we're going to play. The uniforms that we showed you yesterday, everybody loves them. I think most people pick the first one, the solid.
Yes.
Although standard. I still want I will tell ESPN, you can make both, because I think we should put that's the one that's the most popular one you see on ESPN Plus right now. But the shorts in the second set that I would never wear to play basketball, I would wear them like on the beach.
White tee and like a Sidney Dean hat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With the front flipped
up. See, there you go. That's those. That's more pajama style, but I think the top and then the solid shorts would work. Those shorts are definitely just shorts I would wear.
With some white
around.
White crispies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, white t-shirt, you know, some like Puma Clydes, you know, no socks.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that. So we'll take both, thank you. We got to get something out of this part, right?
Absolutely.
Like what we are doing for the morning show is obviously helping prop that show. Let's be honest, that's what we're doing here.
Doing heavy lifting.
We are helping prop them. They're using us as leverage, and you know we're happy to help because we're good teammates.
With Washington General.
But I got to be honest with you. I start questioning people when you see certain things. And here's a picture of Keyshawn Johnson. If you're watching on ESPN Plus, Do we have it? Let's put up the look. Keyshawn is eating what he says is a pizza, but he's using a fork. Oops, start wow. there.
Yeah, he lost his way.
If you zoom in on the what's called a pizza, it's actually salad with bread underneath it. See, he's holding it now because he realized I'm holding a fork and that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I feel for you, Key. That's not right. Look at that. That's a salad with bread.
Yeah.
All the just the bread's under the salad. That's not pizza.
That's basically like having croutons in your salad.
It's right. It's just a big crouton.
It's a flat crouton.
Can you trust a man who eats arugula on what is considered a can you trust a man who eats a pizza with a fork? Let's
who
start
eats
there.
That, come on.
And then you trust him like, who eats that?
And I bet you he has balsamic vinaigrette on there too.
And let
you
me
know those call balsamic vinaigrette on top.
And if I can add this,
the glaze.
Can you really root for a team who has players that eat a salad pizza with a fork? Can you really? I mean, you really put your confidence behind a team like that?
So un-American.
It's so un-everything.
Go get a slice.
Right. You fold
you know,
it.
Fold,
you check for the flop.
Get a slice.
Right? I mean, this is what we do. Not that.
This is like.
That's like you know his hands are manicured.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's eating.
Does
he cut the pizza, too, with his plastic knife?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he sitting there just cutting it all nice? Is he sitting cross-legged?
Heavy
eating?
Knife.
This is what he's doing. He's sitting cross-legged, eating a pizza with a fork and knife.
With jeans and sandals on. He might got jeans and sandals on.
And I'm supposed to be intimidated by that?
With a pedicure. Probably got I hope he at least got the buff and not the clear nail polish.
It's a great point brought up here, too, amongst our crew. He's definitely sitting by himself, far away from people. Don't put people around me. You and I, what are
look
we doing?
Look at the K. Look at the guy behind her. Look at like, hey, get like, yo, no, this is private
seating. This is a VIP section.
And what else has he eaten? Because it's three pans
There's
in front of him.
There's a lot going on there.
It's three pans in front of him. Mm. What did he eat before the pizza came? And it's the whole pizza to yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is he in Houston?
I mean, he's a handsome guy. He got a nice smile there. That's good.
Is he in Houston?
I don't know where he's probably in Houston. That's where he was.
It looked like he tried to get a haircut in Houston because he got that T.I. up fader. He got that little boosie.
No, when I saw that haircut, you're right. I thought like, you know, like, hoorah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Like I was.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but none like mine. Private, are you off your rocker? This is my rifle. There are many like it, but none like
so
mine.
Good. Oh, Renee's chiming in. He's not with us today, but of course he's listening because he's a good team player. And he said that Key probably eats his wings with gloves.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So bad. So apparently they were trying to come up with like a bet.
Yeah.
So the losing team has to do something. And it's on brand. It's lame. Right? Whatever they were suggesting.
Yeah.
On brand. Very lame.
Bless your heart.
And, yeah, I know, right? Exactly. It's cute. But I mean, what would it be? Like, is it something?
What did they come up with?
Oh, Stosh, what were some of the lame things they were coming up with as far as what we'd have to do if we lost? We do?
They didn't even consider what they would have to do, right?
I do not have it on my page. If you want to play it, you certainly can.
Basically, they came up with nothing. Somebody, I think Jay Will suggested you guys doing the show in a tutu. Alan Yates, the fine board up there, suggested when they see you guys at Seaport, just randomly they run into you and having you do squats.
You know what? I don't know.
And Keyshawn, I believe, came up with dinner.
I mean,
maybe arugula pizza.
We all benefit from dinner.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Okay,
all right. I mean. First of all, we all know alligator arms over there, they ain't paying for it anyway, regardless.
We're going to
I mean, you need the jaws of life.
We're going to expense that.
If you get them to pull out the wallet when you go out. So,
I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe if we lose, you guys have to eat that arugula thing that he had. That might be it.
You know what? I'm all right with that. I'll do that. But we got to come up. No, no. I did hear the one thing they was talking about because I want to jet ski on the East River.
Yeah.
So I think if we win – 4 jet skis. They have to come with us. We go under the bridges. all the way up to the Queens Bridge and all the way back.
Do we get to pull Keyshawn on inner tube in the back and see if we can get
even
him
better
off?
Oh, we get a jet boat.
Yeah,
Key has to be on the.
We do it like Nick Saban. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Like Eli Manning and Nick Saban.
See if we can roll him up off that thing.
I don't know if he would go for all of that. We get him a wetsuit. So it's either we get four jet skis. This is I want this to be it. If we win four jet skis, they join us and the four of us up the East River. I've always wanted to do this, and I think I'd get to do this. It would mean so much to me. It'd be great content because, you know, Key would probably be – I mean, he'd have the full scuba gear on, probably a mat. Like, he would not want to have any water touch him. It could be hilarious.
Making my way downtown.
Now, that's what I think our side of it. That's what I think should be the bet.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
He actually brought that up, too, so –
they all know how much I want to do this, and I'm not doing it by myself. I think as a group, if we did this, it'd be a great excursion.
I'll dip in some calamine lotion.
I know you'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
You're a tough guy.
Yeah,
you love it.
I've had a rash before.
Me? I'm wearing the Barton Hahn shorts with the Space Invaders on it and probably no shirt. Yeah, I said it. I'm going no shirt. That's how confident I am in New York City water.
Shirts and skins. We good.
Oh, I'm the problem player. We can definitely go shirts and skins. But I'm all about it, man.
Well, maybe the people can give us some
suggestions. Yeah, we'll get to. We got tons of calls to get to, and we're not going to leave you guys hanging for long. We're going to get to your calls coming up. You want to talk playoffs? We got to get to you. Of course, we learned something about the MVP voting. It wasn't quite as close as we thought it would be.
No, man.
So we discuss all that. But first, Bart, tell us about Vivid Seats.
Are they back?
Yeah.
You know, you're live. It's safe to go back to live events now.
It is. Mm. That's what we love about Vivid Seats. We can go to these live events and get great seats.
The NFL schedule comes out this week. And, man, you can be there to catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. Every power run, every Hail Mary, every touchdown celebration can be experienced live. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn things like free tickets on your very first purchase.
Mm.
Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th one free. You taking a youth group? That's like getting 10% back on every ticket. From the 50-yard line to the end zone, Vivid Seats has you covered with tickets at great prices. Just visit Vivid Seats or download the app today. Vivid Seats, life happens live.
All right!
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Yeah, that's the river.
Oh.
I want to get on it. Oh, man, don't you just, come on. Especially if it's a beautiful day. It's flying underneath those historic bridges.
Like the same water that the Blob was in, man.
And? It's the same water that George Washington and the Revolutionary War was fought.
I thought that was Philadelphia.
Well, it was everywhere. But there was a Battle of Long Island, which happened literally right there.
That's how you can tell you from Long Island, because you know your local history.
Well, the Battle of Long Island happened in Brooklyn. And down here, Lower Manhattan. But they just called it the Battle of Long Island because...
It sounds cooler.
That's just what they called it.
It's cooler, the Battle of Long Island.
But it wasn't good for the, I guess, the colonists because they retreated. You ended up having to run. But still, things happen. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And just like the Revolutionary War, despite that lost battle, the war can still be won by teams that might have lost tonight or lost or play tonight, but also lost last night. But I asked the question, did the Bucks win that game last night in Boston, stealing it late, or did the Celtics lose it by just giving it away? Let's go, let's see, to Rondell in Connecticut. Rondell.
Hey, hey, what's up, guys?
What's good?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, I love you guys, man. I love the show. I just want to say, yeah, thanks. I'm a first-time caller. So I think, I would say, this is the answer to end all answers. I would say, I got two words, snatch and block, snatch block. And I think because of that block that he got on him, that started the whole thing. And he can't block it if he don't jump. So to the victor goes the spoil, I say the Bucks won the game.
Okay. The Bucks won it because they made those plays. Joe is in Dallas, has a different take. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I think the Celtics gave it away, honestly. I mean, they went back to their old style of, hey, Jason Tatum, it's your turn. Okay, Jaylen Brown, it's your turn. No ball movement, no cuts, no involvement of Al Horford and guys like that. Once Pritchard hit that shot at the eight-minute mark, it was Jaylen Brown or Tatum for the rest of the way, and they gave the game away.
So you didn't even like how they looked when they had the big lead. It wasn't necessarily those last 2 minutes, right, Joe?
No, I hated the whole thing. I mean, once they stopped moving the ball, they kind of went back to the old Brad Stevenson way of doing it, just taking turns between your two superstars and try to get a basket. And Milwaukee passed it around, and many people were scoring from Porter to Brownis to – you know, everybody else. So I think that was the difference in the game.
All right, Joe. I mean,
you can tell Joe's invested. You can tell Joe's invested, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's hurt right now. He probably lost a lot of money.
Maybe that's that, too. But you know what? Again, it's now 3-2. It goes back to Milwaukee. The Celtics have one there. Can they hold them off? We'll be back in 10 seconds. This is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to grab a couple more here.
Is our playlist ready, son?
Yeah. Here's the problem I'm having. This is my old man thing now.
See? We can get advice from them.
We should. If anybody can help us, let me know, or at least help me, because I'm useless. I had I listened to it on my way home last night after the show. Only took me 2.5 hours to get home last night.
You went through the whole thing.
Yo. That ride home was brutal. Yes. Anybody that had to drive from Manhattan to Long Island, you know what I'm talking about. That was awful yesterday. So I listened to it, and I thought, like, this is good. I think I'm missing two songs. One Eminem song you wanted from 8 Mile.
Yeah.
And there's another one that you wanted, too, that I'm trying to remember which one it was.
Is it Victory?
No, I got it. Oh, you kidding me? That's on it. Is it Rockweiler? Might have been
Oh,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Rockweiler. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. So I got to add those, and then I wanted to add a funny song at the end. I think Tip Drill should be our last song.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? That should be the last song of the mix.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're done. Tip drill. You know what it's time for. Yeah.
But it ain't your face. I need a tip drill. Need a trip.
So,
I can still find White Chocolate. I don't know if she's still, fit, but everybody like now is on this diet. She's probably still rocking it.
Okay. So, we need the show intro should be the first thing that you listen to on the mixtape. It should be the very first thing.
Yes.
So, I can't get it. Stosh sent it to me as an MP3.
Yeah.
I have it downloaded onto my Mac. I cannot upload it to Spotify. I don't know how to do that. There's nothing that tells me how to upload a song. So somebody please help me.
Do you trust the people?
How do I do it?
You might be able to share it because you can share your list with people.
Yeah.
And they can do it all the work for you and just upload it.
Okay. Well, somebody let me know. At Barton Hahn.
You can share at you can Alan share Hahn, your playlist.
Or just 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Man, we got calls. And I just want to touch on this real quick. So the MVP was announced yesterday, and it was Nikola Jokic, as of course expected.
What the hell was he celebrating at? What the hell was he at?
He's home. He's home. He's in Europe.
He was in a wheelbarrow or something.
Yeah, he was in a barn.
Or a buggy.
It was awesome. But what caught my attention was the voting. Because remember I said I think it's going to be really close?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Not even close.
Nikola Jokic, now I want to read what the league told you about how it was voted. All right. It was a global panel of 100 sports writers and broadcasters. That's what you got. Now, remember, sports writers, yes, are just the journalists like myself. I had votes for years. Broadcasters include former players. So you do have some former players involved in this. Now, out of the 100, Jokic got 60 5 first place votes. Mm-hmm. Joel Embiid got 26. Giannis got 9. So out of 100, only 26% thought Embiid deserved it.
Yeah, we thought Giannis was.
It'd be a lot closer.
Giannis would take a lot from Joel Embiid.
Yeah, Embiid got
9 is nothing.
And how about this? Embiid got 39 second place votes, and Giannis got 32. So again, not a lot of people thought Embiid was even worthy of second in the vote.
That's disrespectful.
So what we thought wasn't exactly what the voters were thinking. So that's just something to think
about. Joel told us yesterday. He told us.
Yeah, he did. He
said, what more do you want from me?
I did everything you asked me to. Yeah. Stay healthy. Check. Lead my team. Check. Put my team on the back.
Yep.
Check. Play hurt. Check. 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 Lead the league in scoring. Check. Be a great defense player. Yeah. Check. Lost to a dude that looked like an extra yesterday in Little House on the Prairie.
Sean's in Brooklyn. He wants to help out on the 2v2. Sean, real quick. Sean.
Hey, Bart.
Han,
what's going on?
What's going on? What do you got for us?
Well, listen. First time caller, but listen, I'm really calling because I want to cater this 2-on-2 match. This is Superman from Brooklyn. So I got the first food truck from Seinfeld. So I want to cater this 2-on-2. I want to see y'all go at it. So we're going to bring out the lobster rolls.
Okay.
We're going to bring out the lobster rolls, jerk chicken rolls. We got shrimp rolls. Ooh. We got the fried lobster tails.
Give it to Keyshawn.
Sean, if there's any way, and thank you. You know what, Sean? I'm going to put you on hold, and we will figure out. I don't know how to put him on hold. Oh, there we go. We'll put him on hold. We'll get your information. We'll figure out if we need that. But I'll tell you what, man.
Food trucks need to come sign up, man, because I'm expecting 100,000 people.
We shall see. All right, more of this and your calls coming up next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.